Hey, Last Weeklings, welcome back to Last Week on Keith and the Girl with your second favorite host, Rod. Ready to do some podcasting and some recapping of our week on Keith and the Girl. I'm never here alone, okay, with my freshly fixed bathroom. I'm also here with two of your favorite people, the reigning, well, as far as we know, reigning champion of Doug Loves Movies, Hemda. What's going on?
Oh, the universe has broken in my favor. Okay. You know, a couple years, you break your leg, you break your chest, you know, some stuff flies open, your heart's on the floor, and then life turns around and it's get a win.
It's balance, you know, it's like how when people play the March Madness brackets in college, there's always that person that wins who's like, I don't even know. I just like right. the mascot. You got to do that with movies, which is amazing.
And just so you know, that person who won the bracket, the rest of their life is breaking. So give them that. Maybe today you didn't get the bracket, but you got a promotion or your leg moves in the same way as it did yesterday. So that's what you're grateful for. So no worries. Everybody's going to get their thing and their terrible day. And today might be yours. And if that's yours, you're doing pretty well. You could still listen to this podcast. Everything's all right. The point is, I won. Keith lost. I am a champion, and everyone sucks.
So when one of these goofballs win the big prize, give them a hug and say, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry about your loss.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry about your life.
Yeah, sorry for your losses.
Congrats for your win on this day.
Yes.
And speaking of balance, I mean, I was rooting for him. I was actually cheating for him in the chat room at the last silent trailers. It's my man, Keith Malley. What's going on?
Hey! How you doing? Yeah, that was a rough day. That's it. I don't know. What else you want to talk about? The Holocaust, 9/11? I don't know. We can move on.
Well, I just want you to know I was cheating for you. I noticed a lot of people cheat against you and try to help the guest by guessing the right movies. I was guessing the wrong movies to see if I could throw the competition off, but...
Oh, did anyone take any of your bait?
No, but we got within 1 point. Because I feel like even if they don't take my bait, they read it and then they have to think for a second, is this it? Mm-hmm. So now they're off in a whole nother direction that gives Keith like a split millisecond to get it before they do.
We caught Mara Wilson taking a peek.
Well, she said I was looking at the chat.
Well,
yeah,
that's how we caught her.
Yeah, there you go.
A detective still gets the badge, gets the award, right? Even if the killer said something.
Right before you announced that they won, you're like, wait a minute. I think it's one more question.
I look at the end of the whole thing. I do look at the chat and I saw like somebody named a movie. It's one that I got and they said, oh, is Keith looking at the chat? I'm like, no, we both just got it. But I see so many movies. I'm like, I don't think we talked about these at all. And then I would look back and be like, one of the contestants did pick that. Interesting. Mm-hmm. There's a field. E.T.? Really interesting.
Do y'all tell them not to look at the chat?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Because I think I was on the first one, and I don't think we were told not to look at the chat, which is why the rule needed to pass, because we were all looking at the chat.
Good to know. Thank you.
We did accumulate a list enough that we now have a doc that we send to everybody. Go over it. Like, if you were backstage before the show, you see us reading through the list. You see us rehearsing coming on. And I think I said this on last week, but our rehearsal for getting on stage, so to speak, went perfect behind the scenes.
Right.
And then we go live and I'm like, how? I actually don't know what changed, but it like no one was on their time.
Well, maybe
right?
I wonder, the first person got it wrong, didn't come up. And I wonder if that confused everybody. Like, I must be wrong. When should I do it? When should I turn on my camera? I don't know, though.
I wonder. Yeah.
You know, as a fan, as a consumer on the outside, it all just looks smooth to us. And if it's not smooth, it's always funny. Like, y'all always make it funny. So
that's like if they sing the Brady Bunch song and they put up the wrong Brady. You're going to, I guess that's funny. Yeah.
We will remember that episode forever. We'd be like, yo, remember they said it was Jan? Right. But we love it. And then also, like, I know when I was a guest, it was like, you know, turn off your mic when it's not your turn. But y'all had someone go rogue and leave their mic on the whole time. And that was still funny. Like, it was still hilarious in its own, like, way. And then knowing Keith, I was just thinking, like, oh, this has got to be, like, so annoying. And then Keith calls him, he does an impression of him. So I feel like, you know, it's all, it all turns into great entertainment, is my point.
Oh, my God. It's, oh, my God.
No, it didn't bother me at all, to be clear, that he kept yapping, that Pete kept yapping. I liked it. I liked everybody fake fighting with each other. That was great.
I mean, after Ray Sani, we had to add to the rule, please don't watch Dateline during the show.
Right. Once again, so funny. I don't like, I get that as a the producer, it's like, this is terrible. What the fuck are you doing? I don't know.
But luckily it ends.
Fan, I like it.
Like, these are funny people. Me and Hemda, I think we know what we're doing. So we'll turn it to something. But when Ray Sani is watching Dateline, we don't know if she's gone now forever. So there's a smile on our face, but we're a little nervous. Like, so is that the end of that? Are we going to, do we hear Dateline the whole time? Turn off your computer. We'll talk to you later. Like, I did. You didn't. I hear Dateline. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
So, yeah. And you were there when we said, you know, turn off your mics when you're not talking. Again, with Ray's episode, we didn't say turn off your camera if you're going to refill your drink.
Right.
I mean, these are things like, you know, I don't know what to do. We don't have control over turning on their camera in the beginning or turning off their camera during. It's just what they want. I mean, we had during the marathon a walkout, because now a walkout is a button. You're hovering over the goodbye button. Right. That's weird.
Oh, it's so great. It's like Ray sounds tipsy, and then she's like, let me turn my mic off to sip this wine. Don't worry about this. I don't know why I sound tipsy. It's just happening. Oh, man. Well, my rhetorical question of the week is, why is your penis in a dead girl's phone?
Ooh. Wow. What show are you watching?
How to Get Away with Murder. It was the opening commercial that got me to watch that fucking show.
ABC doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, it was like every commercial for that when it first came out. It was, and it got me to watch. I have to give them credit, because I was like, "Who? The ball's on you, just to throw that in the ad."
Did you watch all the way through?
I stopped in the, thank God, to the 10-step program. I was able to quit my addiction in the last season. So I still don't. I didn't watch the last season because it got so motherfucking ridiculous. It was crazy.
I'm still there. Every night I say, don't take the needle. You know, every day I'm just like, Netflix has a plethora of shows. You know, maybe don't cook crack tonight. But
it is crack.
Every day the crack is dropped off at my door. And I go, you know what? Maybe I do want to know what Annalise's wig looks like today. Maybe I do.
How many shocking moments can one show have?
Seriously. And they go back and forth in time. They're like, remember this? When obviously there's going to be a murder. How's it going to happen? And I'm like, well, now I got to know. And then it's over four episodes or a whole season.
Yes.
The one tease. Look at this blood on this person. Like, they seem shocked about what they just did. What is it, folks? We don't know. Let's tune in for another season. Fuck you.
Could it be the murder? And it's like How to Get Away with Murder, but like, they're very bad at getting away with murder. It's not like
they're not in jail, are they?
Yeah, but it's like How to Get Away with Murder, but everyone still knows you did it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not
like, but you got away with it.
Yeah. It's so bad. It's like How to Badly Get Away with Murder. You know?
These are like innocent seeming people. And by season two, they're like, should we kill him?
Here's what blows my mind.
What happens? Do they kill bad people?
So no, a person they show you at the very beginning of every season the aftermath of like a very horrific murder.
Okay.
And like someone's dead body, but they never show you like who it is yet. Right. And then subsequently every week they show you a little bit more of that scene. So it's like, now we know it's a woman because we showed her hand and it has fingernail polish.
Yeah. And then they try to make you get like, is it Paris from Gilmore Girls? Is it? Because it's looking like it's Paris. It's looking like it's Paris for fucking two episodes. Nope. Paris was in Connecticut. So you were stupid this whole time. What? Somebody can't cut their leg shaving? Come on. You guys are assholes. Paris has been nice this whole time. Well, nobody's been nice.
Halfway through the season, because like I know you're binging it, but during the time it would be like December, you take like a month break, right?
I'll kill you. I won't get away with murder.
So like every December they show you like a major clue. Like, this is the person who's dead.
And by the way, this is
holding the knife.
This is all law school. Okay. This isn't you signed on as a partner for the largest firm in your city. This is your internship. Okay. And somehow you're just in each other's business and lives, like you all got married to some sort of cult that you're just in. And then it's like, well, how do we stop everybody from looking at us like murderers? I got it. Let's murder someone else.
Yes. The answer to how to get away with murder is to perpetually be murdering people.
Right.
And I'm not okay with that life.
It's like, I just murdered someone. Now let's go tell someone that somebody murdered someone, because this is horrible. And I don't even know how this happens around me constantly. Three people are dead within my first year of law school. That seems normal.
And hey,
how come you don't feel good all the time? How come you're dropping out of school? I don't know, murder. And then I got to solve it like it's somebody else doing it.
And like all of them hate Annalise. Mm-hmm. But she's literally the motherfucker that gets them out of murder every week. It's just, God, you're a bitch. You're making me study longer than the other kids. Fuck you. By the way, I murdered someone. We need to figure this out and solve this. Like, how are we going to cover this up?
But spoiler right now, turn it the fuck off. Our first murder was your goddamn husband.
Yeah.
That was our first one.
Just the first one. The gate.
Because we thought maybe he murdered this other person, maybe that we don't know, but maybe adjacent to us, he might have murdered someone.
So can we like cover up and get away with his murder? And she's like,
How meta. Yeah. She's like, you know what? Fuck him. I'm over him.
Fuck him. Y'all some good students. Y'all been in my class for 2 weeks. Let's go ahead and ride this thing out.
I mean, if you think about it, why was his dick on that dead girl's whatever? Could it be because I'm cheating every day in his actual house while students walk in on me? Could that be part of it?
Oh, my God.
What's the course called in college? How to Get Away with Murder? That's a couple credits, right?
That's AKA, okay? That's insider track. That's her writing it on the chalkboard, but, you know, that's between us. Yeah.
Yeah, it's and then the other thing too is
what are they though? Like, criminal?
They're like interns. They're like assistant lawyers. They're not even lawyers. They're in her class. They assist her in her lawsuits or whatever, in her trials. And they have like a trial a fucking week, which is like, how can that work? How can that fucking work? When do you teach class if every week you are like, we got another defendant who is on trial for the murder of her daughter. Here's what we're going to do.
And by the way, next week is midterms and I'm still testing you. But anyway, what do you think my opening remarks should be?
Pop quiz.
You were late to class yesterday. Why were you late to class? You need to be on class every time. Just because I sent you to drive to Indiana to look at the files on a phone in a morgue illegally does not mean you get to be late, Wesley. It's like, what the fuck is, what is this
also,
show?
Also, you guys have managed to help me solve three fucking outside murders, but you're failing out of college and no one can give you a pass. Like, you actually made it. I'm on the Supreme Court fucking episodes.
Okay? Oh, my God.
So now we're in the Supreme Court second year of law school. No, Keith, we're on second year of law school now, okay? Now everyone looks like a kid next to us because we got this, all right?
Let me go ahead and just write this brief for my teacher who will be trying a case in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, I'll go to my part-time job at this law firm. No
problem. And still have time for sex. Don't worry. Plenty
of plenty of drugs and fucking. Yes. Got to do that. Very
crying
graphic.
All the time. Crying.
All the time crying. And, of course, blaming this woman for everything in the between.
You know, some of the shit is her fault.
Honestly, she's an alcoholic. So she got a lot of things on her plate in addition that she's juggling in addition to alcoholism.
She found her husband and she was like, you know what? Fucking don't call the cops. Here's how to get away with murder. You get an A if you do it right. If you don't, I tell you what, guys, if we're not all in jail at the end of the semester, everyone gets an A.
Everyone gets a C, okay? Because she still was like, you didn't turn in some papers. Like,
who's the alcoholic, the main woman?
Yeah. Viola Davis.
You know what? I was going to guess that. What's that movie? A Scandal, that TV show.
Yes.
It's like they have to give her advice, and it's apparently wine at the end of every crazy day.
That and fucking the president. Yeah. Right.
That's another thing. Everybody they fuck over, and then they're like, but we're going to fuck again, right? And the guy's like, yeah, we're going to fuck again. You're the goddamn best, no matter what.
That's real life.
You framed me for murder? God damn, your pussy is amazing. Hell not. I don't know. You're just the best. I can't even.
You threatened to kill me as the teacher's assistant, but look at him without that shirt. I don't know. Oh, man. And in the Supreme Court episode, I think it even like crosses over with Scandal, like Kerry Washington's in it or something like that, where it's just like a weird like moment where they take, you know, Viola Davis, Kerry Washington, these big black actresses. Funny. And they do like a hair salon scene where it's like, because, you know, they got to keep it real.
Yeah.
In addition to being the high class, like,
right.
I forget what Kerry Washington's job is, like, fixer.
Yeah.
She's a fixer for like the president. And then, of course, this woman is about to try something in the Supreme Court, but got to have girl talk at the salon. Okay.
Oh, I didn't see that, but I did notice that Mary J. Blige was one of the salon people.
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Go, Mary. Uh-huh.
And then they got an ice cream. You know, it was at the ice cream shop. Salt and pepper.
This is the black woman share universe. Okay. It is beautiful. It's like the MCU, but for black women. And that's why I watched so long.
You know who was driving the bus that they took? En Vogue. All three in one seat.
It was like coming to America.
Yeah.
It was just all right.
Thanks for letting me let it out. That was fun.
No, ever since I heard you were watching it, I was like, I want to talk to him about it because I did watch it. Karen didn't watch the show. But I was like, if I was there, we'd be talking about it.
Now, as much as we just talked about it, I know I'm not recommending it. I don't know if you are. I am not recommending it, but
it's terrible.
I can't stop.
I couldn't stop either. My friend tried to bring me, she tried to get me back in. It's like when you go through our when you get off of drugs, the
detox.
Oh yeah, I went through detox and rehab, and then they're like, you can't even have friends that be doing crack because right. And she would text me and be like, it was, and it's never, and keep in mind, I wasn't addicted to the show, so I thought it was good. So it was this, it would be the exact kind of text to get me back, like, you ain't even gonna believe the bullshit they did this week. Right. I'm like, oh, they did some more bullshit. Nah, I can't go back with you.
Yep, turns out I'm into bullshit.
They get somebody in the writer's room is like, that's ridiculous. And like, very good. And that's our bar, people. Thank you. Let's take a break. We've earned it.
The writer's room is rejecting all the reasonable ideas.
Yes. Yes.
Well, she'll probably need a vacation because you can't do 27 trials in 27 weeks.
A great point, Rod. Why don't we have a show called Rod's Boring Life? And he needs a break after a murder. Yes, Rod. What did you eat today, Rod? I'd like to see you eat something.
Every writer's meeting, they get stuck and they're like with all the good ideas. And then at the end, after everyone's exhausted, someone goes, How about we have them do another murder?
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh wait, she needs a break. Fine, send her to her mother's house again for 2 days where she can express what her fucking father's doing to her mother. Okay.
She goes to her mom's house. Her mom confesses to a murder. How about that?
Holy fuck.
That happened, by the way.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Everyone's a fucking murderer.
Everybody's so killing good. Everybody.
It's so bad, but I couldn't stop. I'm going to stop talking about it before I fuck around and fucking Netflix the last season.
Do they make like social commentary to us, the audience? Like, does Viola Davis kill somebody with a gun and then look at the camera like way too many guns are accessible?
No, but they do, though. It is kind of like Scandal does this, too, where
Don't they you do dare make commentary. Me start watching Scandal now with all your Scandal references.
No, don't even it's don't even do it to yourself, Hemda. If you make it through this, just don't look
just
back.
Get out.
Just get out. Don't look back. Because I watched all of Scandal and oh my God, same thing. I was just like, what the fuck is this? By the time you get to the last season, they're not giving you plot. They're just giving you like ideas of what a plot was. Like, I remember this guy and this guy. What if some shit happened and they had like a secret or something? I don't know. Just see you in an hour. Like, fuck y'all.
Go hack it.
It's funny when they say show previously on and you're like, well, that's been a while. Well, apparently that guy's dying.
And they'll do like previously on, and it's like a car accident or something that didn't matter in episode like five. And they're like, this is a whole thing now. You wasn't paying attention to the car crash, were you? Like, no one was. Right. It didn't matter. Like, this is the murderer. I'm like, fuck you.
And then people online will do them a favor and be like, well, actually, I knew at the time it was a big car crash.
Yeah,
sorry,
we used
you didn't
to live
get it.
Tweet it.
Yeah,
we used to live tweet it on social media. There were super fans, and so I had to stop live tweeting it because I was just like, "This is bullshit." And they'd be like, "Actually, it's not." In season four, they said Asher's father was a judge, so this is not just come out of nowhere. I'm like, "Who's paying that much attention?" It's so much shit. But you are right; they do sneak in political commentary, but they do it in the cases. Okay. So it's like, I don't know. The right for people to be out on bail, they locking people up with cash bail. They'll make an episode out of like why that's fucked up.
Right.
But then there are also murderers that get away with murder.
Well, we know that's wrong. Now we have to find out why a dollar bail is still wrong.
I do like now that I think about it, it's the white guys that are usually the ones that are getting away with it, that she's getting them off because she's just that good. Mm-hmm. And then she brings like black people out of jail after a long time. And yeah, it's usually them that are teaching the lesson of like, isn't this fucked up?
Right. They put this man in jail because he didn't say the receipt for his donut. And you're like, that is fucked up. But y'all also y'all murdered someone last week. And y'all have been perpetually not coming to justice for this.
You did not live in the now.
Enough how to get away with murder. Let's get away with some podcasting. All right.
All right.
Episode 3387, Cloak and Dagger with Craig Klein.
Yes.
Right. Wow. That was just a week
ago. Yeah, right?
Holy
seems like longer.
Shit.
Yeah. LA nightclub, surprise, surprise, got in trouble. I say surprise, surprise because it's underground, it's in darkness, and something about rituals.
So sexy. Yeah. So dark. So culty. Now, how do y'all, first of all, this mean Craig ain't got no job?
No, he's a hustler. He does have to work. I mean, who does it? But he does have to work like to find the job. And he worked like what you understood if you understood what he did at this nightclub. That's what he does. He facilitates parties. So he's making up the job half the time, right? Like when me and Henda were a clown and kids entertainers, this kind of thing, where she was making it up. So in that regard, it's a little nerve-wracking for him. But when he grabs the fish, it's a whale.
Mm. Well, at least he was in the LA Times.
Uh-huh. Or
as I like to say, the Times.
Right, the Times. The fucking Times.
How do y'all feel when you have your friends on the show? And it's kind of like inside baseball, but it's kind of like a public conversation, obviously, because it's a podcast. We can all hear it. But on the forums, like, I saw someone didn't like Craig. He was their least favorite guest. Like, not just didn't like him, but like, fuck him for even being on. But it is your friend. Do you ever feel like I should defend him? I should tell this person, go, you know, or do you just go, it's a show?
I don't, because we've been doing this for 16 years and I still get shit on. So whatever. Hopefully Craig's okay. That's all, you know. And every so often we talk and, you know, if it was a thing, I think somebody would have said, I know if he's honest, people are going to get what's going on, and I'm not going to put him in a weird place. I don't think I have any weird questions, quite frankly. Answer the questions as much as you want, and that's it. So no, I wasn't nervous.
And what about you, Hamda?
You want them to succeed because, you know, they are your friend, but you don't want to coddle them into it because everyone will hear it. But then sometimes you like way under, like normally you would maybe pad it for somebody, but you super are trying not to, so that you're not, you know, getting your bias in there. I don't want to pretend to defend. And also you have to trust that that person has a whole separate relationship with your audience. It's kind of like your partner, your spouse, they mouth off to someone and it's like, well, are you embarrassed by that? You can't be. That's what that person decided to do. And although like there's that whole reflection, that's bad for a family. You reflect poorly on us. You are doing your thing and I have to separate you from me with love. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And also he's a smart guy. Like, you know, we know the story. We know he's not a shitbird. If he comes off as a shitbird, this is a very sensitive topic that easily as that person, you can come off as a shitbird. So then he's a shitbird to some people, you know, can't protect you from that.
Yeah, it's also one of those things where whatever it is that they do in that club, it sounds like they have to straddle the line between this is a story I can tell and this is a story that I'm telling someone else's story. And then now it's fucked up that I told y'all what happened.
Right. You know? I don't even know how much. Right. There's that. And there's also his job is wear nightclub shit. And, you know, I know this. I know the writer of that Times article is the LA Times nightlife guy. And if this, it seems like a bad old movie, but if this guy now has it out for Craig, because Craig shat on the article as opposed to me shitting on the article, he could easily hurt that nightclub through a review or four. So he had to worry about that too.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I won't lie. I don't fully understand what his job is, but I also feel like Craig.
Well, did you hear Keith stutter as he's trying to describe what Craig does? Well, he as friends, I know this, of course. what he does is he facilitates. You know, the thing is when he goes fishing, he catches a whale, and you all should know that.
He's a party planner. That's what he is. We should know what rituals mean. He obviously didn't want to necessarily say. Okay. Yeah, I don't fucking know. I would like to know. Do you walk around with candles? I don't know. And when I play Destiny with me, Adam, and him, and we all talk, we still don't know.
Yeah, it's like a... Because he doesn't say exactly what it is, I think everyone's mind goes to like the either worst or best place. So now it's like, oh, it's some Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
Y'all be in there motherfucking like doing Roman orgies.
Right. But respect, because I've seen sex workers like in whatever industry as, you know, one-offs as the girlfriend or boyfriend experience, and we'll be in chat and they'll go, hey, you want to see this dude that, you know, used to use my services? I don't know, his this thing or that thing or whatever. And I'm like, no.
Right.
Like, no. That's a therapist going, hey, you want to see this guy's chart? Right. No. Right. That's not, you don't have a tabloid magazine. You are holding private information. So I think, and not to speak for Craig, that's what Craig believes that his work is. Some of it is in a private space, that's what makes people feel safe. That's what these people are fucking around with when they fuck around in those spaces. And so, you know, call to task on that. But everything else I don't need to reveal in order to reveal this other stuff, because that's still what we do when we come through this door, and you have to come through this door to see that part.
But you know who does go there? That's famous, very, very successful, but not a jerk about it. Ron Howard fucks all the women up and down the. I'm just being stupid.
Right. That was what I was saying. It was like you want. I think all of us are inclined to be like, who is it? But then if he does it, it's like this motherfucker should never work again. Because I know if I was
and the Ron audience Howard, would be fake angry. The audience would be like. Yeah. That's Ron Howard's business.
Yeah. He keeps too many secrets and he tells you, you're like, this motherfucker's reckless.
Right.
Right. But there's some stuff that's on the news. There's some stuff where it's like, I am going to reveal this because I do think that this part's important. And then you're balancing that whole thing. And then, you know, while you're being judged, but it's, you know, he's an adult human being. So he's just responding.
It is. And we sometimes give hints on Diamond Dogs. Like, you ever see Entourage? Which is
why you should listen to Diamond Dogs. Okay, they be saying names. Okay, I'm just saying.
Blind it's also, items.
Blind items. We just say the celebrity. We don't say what they did.
Yeah, they just start saying all the names and like Johnny Depp, huh? I'm just like, come on, guys, please stop. I also love that this. I mean, I shouldn't love it. Obviously, it's probably fucked up, but I love it anyway. I love that all the drama happened over Black Lives Matter, where people just are like, I don't know, we should get involved with that. I think we should. And then by the end, it's like, you're a fucking rapist.
Yeah.
You disgusting piece of shit. It's like, should have just put up the poster, bro. You could have been fine.
Yeah, it's so weird. We it was a show later on in the week, but we were talking about the Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy who said, hey, there's shrimp and tails of my Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It goes viral. And then comedians that I follow on Twitter, and maybe I don't necessarily know them, but I definitely recognize their names. And they're like, oh, this piece of shit is getting, people are laughing with them. Now, most abusive motherfucker I've ever met, easily a dozen women, easily. And with reputations, the blue check mark, et cetera, real people. And it's like that happened out of this, exactly what you're saying.
Reminds me of remember when the Me Too movement was like just getting started, and so then some men would think like the right thing to do, I'm gonna wear a ribbon,
yeah,
say a statement, and then it's like women were just waiting like, oh, not you, motherfucker, not you. Right. What about that time you grabbed my pussy at that party? Oh, you thought it was all good, huh? Like, I fucking love that shit.
Yeah.
I love it. Anyway, that was so funny. I also feel like there were no black people on the call, so I wish I would have just got, like, you know, the audio of it so I could just laugh. Right, right. It's always funny. I don't care. the Spring Breakers in Miami have to be confused by the governor saying the state is open, but the city having rules.
But you can't. But doesn't that imply that you're a citizen and what are you going to do? You have to trust your government? First of all, every single person in the fucking world is like, I don't trust the government. But right. you know that's not true. You know that what you're being is a 12-year-old talking to your mom and like, they said it was okay. You know it's not okay, but you don't give a fuck for other people. You don't, you know, most people don't care about themselves too much. And you want to party. You know it's not okay. You know there's nothing magical about the beach.
Don't say that. You didn't have to throw that last time.
I feel like that would count if it wasn't Florida. Florida has such a shitty reputation that people really were like, yeah, we just go to Florida. It's fucking open season. The governor said, fuck it. Everything's open. Fuck a mask. We're going to get wasted, bro. It's all college kids. They all want to get drunk. And then they get down there and then they find out that Miami is a city with its own fucking government. And they're like, of course you go to prison. Of course you're going to jail. Like, why would you think that was true? You know, because this other motherfucker said the shit. He don't live here.
If you get caught on a spring break picture like that now because of COVID, and you're in college for science, you're fired. You're fired.
Immediate F.
Yeah.
Kicked out of school.
Yeah. It'd be like if you went to school for how to get away with murder and we caught you at spring break with a knife in your hand. Well, you're out of the course.
No. It's like you were in the class how to get away with murder and you're on spring break without a knife in your hand.
Yeah.
You don't trust
me. Then we would call Annalise. We would curse her out.
Yeah.
You bitch, come down here and fucking get me out of jail or I'm going to tell everybody we covered up that murder where we killed your husband. So it's really not still implicating you, to be honest.
That was her idea. May I say that when they call her a bitch, they are right. That was her idea and their children. She calls them the kids.
Yeah. Here's why I disagree, though.
Because if you act like a kid, as a favor, I'm going to treat you like a kid.
She did it as a favor to them. So it wasn't like it was like, we murdered your husband. Oh, shit. And they're like, she's like, fuck. Okay, here's what you can do so you don't go to prison for murdering my husband. And then like a week later, bitch, you should have never helped us because you the real problem. Mm-hmm.
But I agree with them because she didn't even take a beat. She didn't know what happened. She didn't ask what happened. She's like, well, here's what happened. What if what happened you can get them out of jail for? Because It was a mistake. They didn't fucking go to murder him. He ran after them or whatever the fuck, and shit happened. Now
she's the best, Hemda. You don't understand. She just snapped right into it. It's like if I came in your house and said, I need to do a podcast, and you'd be like, here's how to do it. And then the next thing you know, we put the show out, and you're like, fuck, we could have not put the show out, but it's too late for that. I went into podcasting mode, and she, right. That's what she went into murder hiding mode. That's
she processes fast.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that was very
fuck those kids.
She's like, what if we just know it wouldn't work because of this? Well, I don't have time to explain to the audience. Commercial break's coming up. Okay, here's what we got to do.
Yep.
How about this? Shortest show ever is just a pilot. She doesn't help him get away with murder. We have no soul.
Fuck you, Bob.
Yeah. How are we going to get away with this murder? You're not. I'm calling 911 right the fuck now. End of this series. But yeah, that Miami shit was stupid. And then the people down there were just so ignorant. They're just like, I saw the news clips and they're all just talking in the camera, no mask. And they're like, look, it's a First Amendment. We came down here to have a good time. You can't tell us what to do. I was like, there's nothing more Florida than this, but these people aren't even from Florida. It's like you hit the ground in Florida and then something just snaps in your brain and you
ask them what the First Amendment is.
It's the freedom of speech, and I don't need a mask on. My speech is allowed to come out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Cause now it's muffled with did you see have y'all seen the picture of the white dude with his hands behind his back, but his hands are like cuffed with a mask?
No, I don't think so. That's great.
Like, we got to give white dudes some real oppression. They don't understand. He's like, listen, I was watching the George Floyd trial, and they made me wear a mask, and I feel like the real victim here.
Right.
But yeah, I was rooting for Keith during Silent Trailers.
Thank you.
Sad to see him take another L.
Not a big deal.
Piling up.
Weird way to say it.
A huge deal to me. Keith is like the Michael Jordan of Silent Trailers for me. And I feel like the game cheating right now. So have you thought about booking some dumber guests?
Yeah.
The next one's on his birthday.
I know. And the guests we have are pretty competent. And,
oh, no.
And we should.
Yeah.
You know what, Hemda? Here's what we do. Mm-hmm. One of the guests is going to go like, hey, just double checking. Is it on April 15th, Silent Trailers? And then you go, you know what? Forget the whole thing. Yeah, you obviously have a lot on your plate. And then we call up a couple dummies.
Let's book some people who like read a lot of books.
Yeah.
Or people that brag about not owning a TV.
You know what? Those are the people who pick it up and are like, oh yeah, I read the book. That sounds right. Didn't Mara Wilson base one of her answers on a book and she got it?
Yeah, and Rod's chats, but correct.
Yeah, well, my chats were trying to throw her off, but sure. y'all got to remember, I used to be against Keith. But now I'm on his side.
Thank
all right. Now I'm like, half baked. And they're just like, no, that can't be it.
No, it's you've got mail.
Yeah. And they still won. How the fuck? Andy Dick must be really suffering during the pandemic. Cause like his whole thing is all the things that violate quarantine.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He's too close for comfort.
Yeah. And Craig has such empathy for Andy Dick. It was like the ballad of Andy Dick. It was like, but he's this guy, I loved him. He was getting picked on and all this shit. I was like, he's also Andy Dick though. Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
Well, he knows that Andy's too much around. Inappropriate is a small word for that. But then at the same time, yeah, he's like, but you know, you're always picked on, you're always gay, you're always, you know, this and that.
Yeah, I was rooting for him. And then it's like, yeah, but the rest of us know him as Andy Dick.
But but he does know it's funny as fuck when Andy Dick, I liked his analogy, when Craig's analogy, when he brought up Andy Dick and was like, you're tweeting out, hey, can I borrow a couple bucks? I'm broke. And it's like, why did you tweet that out, Andy Dick? And Craig's like, well, you don't get to tweet that out as a joke, if it is a joke, because we don't know. If my uncle, who had a heart attack, goes, I'm having a heart attack. That's not a funny joke because we don't know.
Yeah.
Eliza Jordana apparently is his girlfriend, right?
Yes, or fiance.
Yeah, she follows me on Twitter. Congrats. I have no idea why. Nice. I don't know shit about this woman.
Andy Dick's fiance?
Yeah, I have no idea. She don't follow a lot of people. I don't know why she picked me of all the people to follow. We don't interact or anything. And I always used to see her tweet and wonder, like, what the fuck does she do? Because it looked like nothing and everything at the same time, you know?
Well, maybe because, like, you're the opposite of Andy Dick.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't like touching people and there you go. All that stuff.
Well, you know what? I was saying how she used to date, I listened to Howard Stern, she used to date Benji, a writer on Howard Stern. And he's somebody you can't ever figure out. And kind of annoying in that way. You understand he's funny because he's a writer there, but you don't know what he's writing and what he's
not. Doesn't he play the bitch on the show? Isn't Stern always yelling at him, what a bad job, or am I getting them wrong?
There's a lot of bitches, it seems. what was my point? He really reminds me of Andy Dick. Like, they're both like weirdos that I don't really know what you're up to. And is she attracted to that, or is she just taking advantage of people and these people?
And now I'm like, am I fucked up? You know what I'm saying? Right, like, why'd you pick me of all the people on Twitter? Mm. I feel like I'll be making sense. So, what the fuck does this mean, Eliza?
Let's wait it out and Karen will be on her best behavior.
And I saw all her, because I was curious, I clicked to see what her show was about, and I couldn't even figure it out. It was just like, we have conversations. It's the Kermit and Friends conversation thing. I was just like, she's talking to white supremacists. She's talking to comedians. She's talking to all kinds of people. I don't know what the fuck she does, but shout out to her.
just in case.
Yeah, I agree with Craig on the safe space thing a little bit. I do feel like the smaller the space, the more it feels manageable. But I think Hemda brought up the point, which is a big space is just a small space that's bigger. So anything that could fuck up a big space can happen in the with 10 people. You know what I mean? But I think it feels more manageable when it's smaller, though. You know, I know we had a Facebook group. When it was small, it was fine. When it got huge, it was like, what the fuck? Like, we need some moderators. We're going to need, like, somebody to fucking talk to these people. People are coming to me to, like, fix their problems outside of the shit they don't got nothing to do with us.
It's hard to scale. It's like, okay, I can do it this much, but if I expand it, I'm going to need more people at different levels. Mm. Yeah.
And that's before you bring in the sucking and fucking, okay? Because... that's a whole nother level of shit. Just like, then this motherfucker right here broke my heart. And it's like, I don't know how to fix that with a forum poll.
What is funny when Craig said for a second, you know, there's not even sex going on. It's like, well, then that's just dorky. There's ritual. I mean, I just assume there's cutting and fucking.
Have you tried sex? Maybe it'll help. This no one wants to put up with all this shit. No sex.
Right. I mean, you're there's crystals and I'm not fucking strangers. Get the fuck out.
There's sex in the bathroom of, like, chain restaurants. Of course there's sex in this club.
Better be.
Yeah, if you don't think there's sex, there's always sex, right? But you know what? It is the shadiest people that say, this is a safe space. I don't trust those people. I feel like every person should be like, look, we trying, okay?
Right.
But these are other human beings. I can't guarantee that this shit is going to be safe because they're people and people do fucked up shit all the time. And when you promise people that nothing fucked up will happen here or we'll always have the perfect solution, it's like, I don't know, man. I always feel a little bit worried when people start promoting themselves that way.
I see what you're saying. I think the idea of a safe space is not is how you react when it becomes unsafe. Mm-hmm. But like you said, I might not know exactly how to react at the time. I'm not an Elise, so it's whatever's
gonna
happen.
Bleach.
Yeah, right. Like, and that's also stupid. Like, okay, we're going back for a second, but you bleach your fucking floor,
right?
You don't think forensics is good? Have you not watched the other show, The Scandal?
Yeah, Scandal. Yeah.
you got to know what happens when you bleach your floor after a fucking murder.
Right.
What's the book turn thing where, like, the she runs away and it was like a big feminist book and god damn it, Ben Affleck. Here we go. Ready? Ben
Affleck. Trailers.
Ben Affleck There seems to be a murder. There seems to be a cleanup.
Something about
a
girl on a train, maybe?
The Ben Affleck's girlfriend ran away.
Gone Girl?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I beat Keith.
I was writing it in chat.
Oh, man. You tried to throw me off. Key number two? That's not the name of it. I'm sorry, Keith, but I beat you.
Keith, did you take a quick shit just then?
Just the pee. Just the urine. Okay. You know shits are 2 seconds longer.
It is. If you don't like us talking about how to get away with murder, that last bit, that was Keith's fault. He walked away from the camera for a second and we snuck it in like we were, you know, children, and they told us to go to sleep. And, you know, they walked away for a second. We started whispering. That's
honestly me. Who cannot like us talking about how to get away with murder? You've either seen it and you're thankful that you're sane because other people also hate it. Or you not haven't seen it, and this is actually how the show promotes itself, is people shitting on it, and you go, it can't be as bad as riding him to say, right? It's worse. It's worse than what we're saying.
The ratings just came in. We have 2 stars. What? It's 1 or 5.
But yeah, I don't trust safe space people, man. I just don't tell me that. Like, just tell me you're gonna do your best, because that's as best as you got. Because you know, some of these problems aren't solvable, as you know, like they're not as quick a fix. I remember once we had an issue where there was a woman who said another woman was mad at her for talking to her husband in real life, not on the internet, not in our Facebook group, right? Oh. And I was like, okay. Wait, she's like, yeah, she's mad. Then, and I didn't do anything with her husband, so I don't know why she's upset with me, but she threatened me. And I'm like, did she threaten you in our forums? No, she just threatened me like in regular life. I was like, are you going to call the police? It sounds like you should probably call the police if it is a physical threat. I don't, she's like, no, I just want her kicked out of the group. I was like, I don't see how that solves anything. she'll be mad I kicked her out of the group and on top of you possibly maybe fucking her husband. Is that what she's gonna tell me? Is that you and her husband just talked and then she went crazy for no reason?
You know who's not getting a talking to and asking to resolve this issue? That dude.
Right.
Why is your wife mad? Does she have a fucking reason to be mad? Or like, I don't need this. I need another fucking friend whose wife is after me. Bye.
If I would have said this is a safe space, you know what I had to do? I had to like reach out to all three of them and we'd have to get in a counseling Zoom call with the mediator. Fuck you. This is too much work. You're an adult. There's a certain point where it's just like they did something fucked up. You got to call the cops we'll kick them out of the club. They can't come back. And they're like, but how are we going to resolve? It's like, I don't know.
No, the end of this is not anybody liking each other. The end of this is possibly all three of you don't talk to this group, each other. Everyone gets a divorce. And that is somehow better than this shit. Bye.
I got in here for the crystals. Okay. I'll just like crystals. And now this shit is turned upside fucking down. It's work now.
Now somebody's whispering safe space when I'm in the bathroom. I don't like it.
I don't trust them. Yeah. Were y'all, I have to ask this, were y'all talking about Surf Reality when Craig was like, we all know somebody that da 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 da, because it felt kind of like Surf Reality?
This is one of those, because I don't have enough information, it just seems there have been behaviors that's why I don't fully just come out and call it out. I don't understand what I'm calling out. I'm not necessarily speaking about my
relationship. That something happened to you, you mean?
Not enough to say. Like, just so, you know, I didn't say it. Craig said it. I don't want to start shit or deny things. When I say I don't want to start shit, I don't want to start having a conversation with you where I don't give you all the information. I'm just not sure how to compile the information in order to say anything. But does that make sense?
But you ain't out of line.
This is why I try to know as few people as possible, right? Isn't this uncomfortable? You get out in the world to like make friends, be in the kindergarten and just make some friends, be nice to everybody. And then you get older and you're like, these motherfuckers are a headache. I wish I knew like 4 people. We could just use the 4 people to talk about everybody else. Like, you see what this motherfucker did? What's the poll for the episode, Keith?
During, let's see, hold on. Oh, sorry, I mixed up my papers
when no
I
problem.
Ran to piss.
Take your time.
Cloak and Dagger with Craig Klein. Were you ever in a, quote, underground club?
No.
You laugh. I have been. I've been to what do they call those? Well, they call those little after-hour spots where...
In after hours.
After hours. I've been to after-hour spots. Craig also worked at The Box, was a big underground club in the city.
Oh, wait. You mean like a physical location?
Yes.
Oh.
Did you think do people think I
thought
meant
you
like,
meant like a group that I would have belonged to.
The underground?
Oh,
like Fight Club.
Like a membership.
Like some sort of shady, not shady, some sort of secret club where not everyone knew about it. I thought that's what underground club meant.
But everybody can't get in, I think is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, a physical place is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, no, obviously, but yeah, that's crazy. How many people?
61% say no, 39% say yes.
Oh my God, that means it's underground, 39%. That's actually a little high. For the underground.
Yeah.
They just act like it is. They let people in. They go, no! God.
You know what else it is? It's also because I'm from the South and I'm Black, so every club they tell me, like, hey, you got to have, like, an ID or something. I'm like, you got it. You know what I mean? Like, we have some clubs here that are, like, they can sell liquor but not food, but then it has to be a private club in order to do that. But
what?
Right. But whenever you go to the door and they're telling you these rules, I always get this vibe of like, why you need a private club? Right. You know, like, well, what's going on in there, guys? You like to check who's coming in so hard. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to go ahead and let y'all have this one. So, episode 3388.
Yes.
Big Time Stories with Jen Spira.
Yes.
Him to One Doug Loves movie. This one she came out of came out to the world as the winner champion. And I won't lie, it was a little bit as a movie buff. At first, I was a little disgusted. Oh. I was like, oh my God, Hemda doesn't know any movies. Like this proves that Doug's game is bullshit. It proves that he should change the name of the game to just Doug or whatever. What the fuck? But then I was happy because we've seen everything him just went through. So I'm proud of you and I'm happy for you.
But what a beautiful story all around that. Like, she starts like, I shouldn't even be here. Thanks for having me. But who am I? I don't know. And then you hear that anxiety, that fun anxiety as it goes along. And then, of course, she wins. It's very exciting. It was a
and she beat their version of that. She beat their version of Ken Jennings. So, like, it was even more fucked up because he had been on there like 75 years in a row.
Right. Got Frank.
She was like, I don't even know movies anyway.
Bye, Silence
of the Lambs. Bam, bitch.
Yeah. I packed your bags. Anyways.
Goodbye.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You sound half depressed. Goodbye.
The fans they love him in the Reddit. They were getting to know him. They're like, every week he's telling an anecdote about his family or a new favorite movie. He probably looks forward to this shit, prepares for 6 days, and then I'm just like, all right, then.
He just saw a movie. He can't tell nobody.
Because he had to recommend a new movie every week. He probably, that's a big thing for him to watch a movie and come back next week. And now Hemda's going to be recommending stuff from 1985.
Is it Hemda's job as a good person to call Frank up and go, what'd you watch this week, buddy?
No, I just want to see her recommend Drop Dead Fred for 17 weeks in a row. Oh, man.
What did you recommend for week two, by the way? I didn't get to hear it yet.
Heavenly Creatures. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a good one.
What the hell is Kennywood?
Kennywood is it's a theme park, and it's weird to use this word, but it's one of the premier theme parks in the country. I say weird because you never heard of it. Have you heard of Hershey Park?
Yes.
Okay, Six Flags. It's a little less than Hershey Park.
Okay, I thought Hershey Park was the one that's like super dangerous. Was that a different one?
Action Park.
Oh, Action Park. Okay, but I have heard of Hershey Park. Okay, we have Carowinds here. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
No.
Okay, cool. So that's like our Kennywood. Good. That's a good comparison. Because Carowinds is the shit. You see what I'm saying? So maybe Kennywood is the shit, is what I'm saying.
How do you spell it? I'm gonna look it up right now.
C-A-R-O-W-I-N-D-S. It's like Paramount's Carowinds.
It's a great name.
Yes, yeah, it's pretty dope. It was like a major thing. But when you started describing like taking soda cans to get a discount or whatever, I was like, that's sounds like Carowinds.
Okay. But, I think they all do it because I was going to Six Flags when we did that. Mm-hmm. And I went to Hershey Park also, not as a kid. But if that's what you guys are comparing, your awesome park.
It's pretty dope when you're a kid. Hemda, I don't know what to tell you.
Six Flags.
It's not all Disney World. You know what I'm saying?
A
lot
park.
Of country between Disney World and fucking, you know what I'm saying?
We would cross over from New York to New Jersey to go to Action Park and risk our lives. Not only were we in New Jersey,
yeah,
but we were also in Action Park.
So you ain't got no room to judge. What are you saying?
It was I saw so that documentary. Fun.
Lucky Action to be park. Here with your luck.
Yeah.
She's in the tube still. Her leg's in the tube.
No, see, I had the luck back then. That's why in my 40s I had to make up for it. Yeah, I didn't get hurt at all as a kid, and it was supposed to happen.
This is just Action Park injuries. Just like an NFL player that played his whole career
I'm
healthy, and then like you just went up the stairs and tore an ACL. It's like that's about right.
Right. Like I'm glad it didn't happen during my playing days. I can handle it right now. I mean, yeah. You know. It would during when I was wearing platforms and going out dancing constantly, I probably would have been more upset. Now I'm trying to catch a train that's leaving right in front of me. I'm okay.
Keith, did you get a chance to look up Carowinds? Is it comparable or?
Yeah, yours looks way bigger. Mine looks like it's 80 acres. Yours is a 407. So I don't even know how you get around to the one side of the park by the end of the day.
Maybe. Oh, it's huge. It's really dope. I can't believe I don't know. It's probably just because I live at the street, but I thought that the shit was like major. I was like, Carowinds? No one's heard of that. And it's like, it's not Disneyland. It's not Six Flags. Fuck it. But
you know what Keith is comparing it to? I went to his hometown one time and we played do-si-dos with tractors.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that was
line dancing was with fun. Tractors. That's pretty cool.
I assume Kenny, for me, it felt like Kennywood was kind of like State Fair-ish.
No.
Is that close? No. So better than State Fair, but.
Hemda, am I wrong? Carowinds.
I haven't been, and that's why we never got married.
You were never at Kennywood?
No.
Really?
Oh, wait. Does it count that we went to that bowling spot? Is that Kennywood?
I don't know what that means. No.
No, the arcade spot by that hotel thing.
No, like I don't know what you're talking about. No. Well, this is fucking Kennywood. And I should have known it didn't work out if I never took you there.
I'm telling you, yeah. We should have broken up like so many times.
Keepers go to Kennywood. You taking Kyle to Kennywood?
I took Kyle to Kennywood just in time.
Oh, shit.
Just in time before my parents die. Yeah.
Because
usually I visit them and then we go. Yeah.
Take him to Kennywood, watch Blood Diamond, big day.
Yeah.
Kennywood's
one of those parks, I mean, maybe it's old parks, but Kennywood's one of those parks where there's definitely claims to fame, like the steepest roller coaster, the, you know, et cetera.
Okay. Just,
it's a thing. It's a thing.
I like how Jen made it sound like it wasn't much of a thing, though. And even though she had been, she's like, so you like Kennywood?
Let me do an impression.
Okay.
I'm Jen Spira. I love Kennywood. Kennywood is great. I walk in, they got to mop the floor because I'm just coozing all over. And I go, yeah, I like to take girls there because they meet my parents. If it's a big deal, it's fun. Ugh. You go as an adult? Like, what? Well, it'd be like if I said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and you go, I love them. That's not what you would say.
Oh, man. She was like Kyle eating chicken fingers or whatever, right? It was, I love them. And he, why you have extra on your plate?
Right.
Chicken fingers. I know it's going to be a real thing to happen in real life.
wait until Monday's show. Oh, shit.
Oh, I got to wait 2 weeks.
I told her, I said, something happened. I go, I wrote it right in my notes on my phone. I'm like, You're being written down. She goes, oh, no. You're being written the fuck down. No.
because this is what we have to do. Karen does this thing where we call it tanking.
Okay.
And she does it a lot. So tanking is when you're looking for a word or a concept and you just like say the wrong thing. So, for example, let's say Kennywood is a thing and she couldn't think of Kennywood. So then she'll just be like, Travis Town or whatever.
Right.
And so I'll write those down sometimes because they're so good. Yeah. And there's so many. I was just like, people love when I'm like, oh man, she was trying to say Suarez's Bakery and she said Susie's Bakery because she don't give a fuck. She don't give a fuck. It is so funny to me in the audience, but she does it so much I have to write it in the notes or I never get it. So
is that like when
smart plan.
When you when you're smoking your cigarette could canoe. I call it motorboating. And I'll forget that it's not called motorboating. And I'll just come to like a new person and go, oh, this is motorboating. So, and they're like, motorboating. I'm like, yeah, am I just too much of a pothead? Motorboating. Look at it. It's motorboating.
That's when one side is burning too much.
Yeah. Cause like a canoe.
Yeah.
It creates.
And they're
canoe.
Just like, so you're sucking titties?
Oh my God. Look at my job. How do I keep it from ball licking?
Pandemic pounds are real. I read somewhere that the average person is putting on 19 pounds.
I didn't know that was a debate. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. 19 pounds. I actually look at the people
that. Especially in New York, we would walk for miles. Like, right. Even people who don't walk, they'll tell you, I don't walk anywhere. They can take a cab wherever they go. They still walk at least a mile. When you're not a walker in New York, you walk at least a mile. I was walking like 5 miles a day a lot of times.
Yeah, now I'm looking at anyone that didn't put on weight like, oh, you ain't fucking with the quarantine.
Right.
You out in these streets. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Still taking bikini pictures on the Instagram, huh? Interesting. Right. Interesting. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Milkshake Duck, man. Y'all know Milkshake Duck, what that means?
I don't.
Okay, so Milkshake Duck, it's like an internet story of like a duck that was eating a milkshake and everybody's like, oh my God, it's so cool.
Okay.
But then like by that afternoon.
The duck was a rapist?
Like you find out it had like racist tweets or something. It's like, you know, like, so now when that happens, we just call it Milkshake Duck.
Okay.
And Cinnamon Toast Crunch got Milkshake Duck, man. Yeah. He was like on top of the world. Everyone fucking loved that story. It was so adorable. It was trending. Everybody had memes and jokes. And then a day later, it was like, this motherfucker right here is an abusive asshole.
Multiple, God. Yeah.
And he's married to Topanga.
Yeah. Yeah, Boy Meets World. I don't know if I mentioned that. Yeah.
No, you didn't. Because like, I remember Topanga.
Because what's she thinking? Like, there's a dozen women saying how abusive it was to work for you, sexual and otherwise, how emotionally fucked up. And is she like, just women talking. I mean, I'm a celebrity. I know what it's like. Can't believe the bullshit.
12. Oh, another three. Well,
yeah.
They probably lying too, I guess.
I mean, that's got to be a late night conversation, right? That's got to be
minimum
in bed talking about it.
And it's a pandemic, so you can't even like right. be busy.
You can't even go like, I'm going to walk my mile today. You're not going to.
Yeah,
nowhere.
You got to talk about that shit. Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, Milkshake Duck to that dude. Making fun of Barbara Bush and writing for The Onion and all that stuff. Those seem like dream jobs.
Yeah.
And it is really weird. Grateful for it, which is nice.
Right. Yeah, but it is weird what makes people mad. Because, like, the Barbara Bush thing was too far.
Yeah.
Right.
But like...
I do remember when that happened, and I don't know if it's The Onion or just jokes in general, but it's like the people, like, defending Barbara... Like you walked around loving Barbara Bush. I couldn't quit my friends from talking about Barbara Bush. They loved the work she did. You know, I don't have to go into it. I just loved everything about this Barbara Bush, and that... You're going to mock the death that she always looked like Betty White? What the? Not my Barbara Bush. I got the tattoo on my back, Barbara Bush.
Yeah, it was so stupid.
Anytime you think you might like something, run it by Keith. He'll let you know if you really do.
You never liked Barbara Bush.
That is true.
You gave a fuck.
Barbara Bush. put her on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
writers' rooms do seem so cool,
right?
As a workplace, you know. But at the same time, I love that y'all asked about the rejection. Cause like, it's cool that y'all just been spitballing ideas all day, but then it's also got to be kind of not cool that, like, you know, say 75% of them are like, nah, that's not
right.
You're not as funny as you thought you were.
And you really have to, like, just go, doesn't matter. It's, but right. I think you have to get used to that. Cause it really, it hurts a little, you true. Know, it's, if you really work on it, it stops hurting at all, but it hurts a little. Like, you're so excited. Like I was saying, I'm so excited about this title. Everyone's going to agree with me. This is brilliant. It's got a pun, but like it's baked in and it's amazing. And you say it to the room and they're like, that's so stupid. Like right. they just, and if they're not saying it, their face is saying it, or they're saying a Keith Malley version of it. Like they'll go, okay, well, not do that because that doesn't make sense at all. But, you know, thank you for your time.
And, and you don't want to be rude, but it's natural.
You have to.
There's a second or two that's completely natural that there's no way somebody can fake it. So, you know, you're like, they're like, blah, 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 my joke. And you're like, okay, and then what? Oh, that's it. Shit. okay, so, you know, other thoughts?
That's me and Karen after every show because Karen will write down the title sometimes. And sometimes she'll be so literal where it's not like even a joke we did. It's just right. like, I like say one of the stories is about coronavirus. She'd be like, we can just call it coronavirus. I'm like, no, we definitely can't do that. We gotta.
Sometimes we fight for it. Like it's a debate or we're in court and it's like, Your Honor, if I may. And you always can. The court's yours. Yeah. You can have court. You can right. hold court. You're good. And it's like, and people are listening. They're sincerely listening.
Yeah.
But, and so sometimes because you're like, I don't get the connection, and they'll go this thing and this thing, boom. And then you cut, you win your case. Mm-hmm. You summed it. So it's not, if you know you're in a room where you can win a case and like, then people are really listening. Then when they say it's not funny, just sit down.
Yeah. I wonder what happens if you're just like a bad writer and they never take any of your ideas. Like, you have to take that personal, or you're just not as good as the other people, or you don't get the vibe of the show. Like,
but it's so hard to get a writer's job. Like, if you notice, writers are really good writers for yeah. that show, especially, but they're good. And when they're not good, I don't think you see them for the next season because people right. are responding to the show. So it's like they're being tested with every episode, with every sketch, with every. So I don't think you could be a bad writer for that mm-hmm. show. Like if it's a bad show and you're writing poorly for that, like you're writing good for that, then you're just a good writer for that. I don't yeah. think you can't really get away with. You can get away with murder, but not bad
get
writing.
Get away with writer? Oh, man. I just feel like every job has one. I just like to talk to that person once. Right. Like, what was it like? It's like, fuck those people. They're not funny. They don't get what the show should be. Yeah. I got right. all the right ideas.
You're right. Yeah.
There's a woman that just, she left the Superman, the TV show for Superman, the new one. And she did this whole thing of like how it was problematic and it was this and this and this writer's room so fucked up. And I was like, oh man, she had a really bad time, you know? And then I watched the show and I loved it. And I was like, maybe they were right. I don't know. I mean, you know, Black Lives Matter, I agree with some of the things, but the show's pretty good. I don't
know. Both things could exist. It could be a problematic writing room. Yeah. And the show came out good anyway, you know?
Yeah, they didn't like, you know, some of the tropes. Like she was like, you know, there was a scenes where they didn't pass the Bechdel test where the women speak, but they're only talking about a man character somewhere. And I'm like, you're right. That did happen on that show. Really good show, but I guess it could have been a little better. And they just kicked you out instead. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucked up, but I'm watching the show.
What's the show?
Superman and Lois, I think is the name of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a corny CW show. It's not. I'm not recommending it, but I like it.
In all fairness, yeah,
but there's not a lot of Superman shows, so like you need to catch it when it's written.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's topical. With a Bechdel test in this situation,
yeah. mm-hmm.
if you're dating Superman,
right,
it might yeah. be about Superman Lois. It might be about super fucking man.
It was one scene too. Like, it wasn't even like five scenes. It was one scene, and she was like, "Fuck this show." I was like, "All right, I don't know what happened in that writer's room." So you know, good luck. I hope you find another job. What if she's bad, but then like every job she's on Twitter being like, "And this show, right.
you
like,
gotta
maybe you're not funny.
You have to like one show out of five that you work on. You just have to, or people won't take you in."
Anyway, I support her though. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Sure. Sounds like it.
I think Superman's a fucking bore. I'm on her side.
Yeah. First of all, this show, he got two teenage sons and teenagers. Worse villains than the fucking villains, dog.
Oh, yeah. They're breaking everything by accident.
Say what?
They breaking everything by accident, being kids?
One of them is, yeah. Okay. So, worse than the fucking, like, a fucking teenager who's like, I don't want to live in Smallville.
Right.
Worse than Lex Luthor. Honest to God.
Damn.
Working with your husband and liking it, why is that always weird to everybody? Every time someone brings that up, like, yeah, me and my husband work together, it's always like, what the fuck is wrong with you? What is happening in your house? Are y'all fucking serial killers together? What are you in a cult? How can you? And in a world where we promote monogamy and matrimony and all this bullshit all the time, 100% of our programming is like, two people should be together forever. And then when people are like, yeah, I like my wife, we have a good time, we don't really fight a lot, what? Like, it's so such a weird thing.
Have you guys ever had a business fight that was different than it would have been because you're lovers?
No, we've never had a business fight. Like,
okay. So. I mean, I don't know if me and Henda have either, but there's, I'm sure there's been things where, like, because there was a romance, it's a little weirder. None of that happened.
I think I'd have to have a business with a motherfucker I'm not in love with to understand, because this is the only business I've ever had. Right. So, you know, maybe there's another way people would handle this, or like, you know, fuck off or whatever, but I would never say that to my wife. So,
sure.
But yeah, it's just funny though, because it doesn't matter. They're writers, and then you know, this just y'all work together in the same house. He reads your shit. He didn't disrespect you ever. It's like, no, we having a good time so far. It's like sometimes I when I say that, if people are a little trepidatious about it, I'm like, am I doing marriage wrong? Did I fuck up? Was I?
Do I not realize that this is all wrong for me?
Yeah. And
is
then
my
like
happiness masking the fact that I'm happy.
Right.
And then reviewing each other's work. Like, I know Hemda has it with Xerxes sometimes. And then I think now we have that in last week, because I listen when she's on, she listens when I'm on. And then like, we'll talk about it sometimes, or she'll be like, oh, I did this thing, or I said that, or, you know, or she'll always ask me afterwards, like, how'd it go? I'm always like, good. It's always going to go good. Every time. I'm never going to walk out of that room and be like, man, fuck Keith and him. Okay. Today was the day. Like, it's always going to go good. But at the same time, I love hearing her grow as a host, you know, because she doesn't host our show normally. So it's been really cool.
Yeah.
Let's see what else.
So you guys are into each other?
Yeah, bro. Okay. Still. All right. I'd re-up if it was a contract. You know what I'm saying? I renew that shit. The Crown sounds terrible. Not going to watch it.
I saw another episode, and it is a slow move. It is
every
moving too slow.
Fool has his day. The Crown sets us aside from such days.
And I'm glad I saw episode 10 of the first season by accident. You know, I played that by accident, because I could tell, because now that I know these characters a little bit from the first and second episode only, I'm like, oh, so that's going to drag on for a while.
Yeah.
Like the queen's really taking power. She's picking the crown over family, let's say. Okay. So I could tell already that's going to take a whole season, and there's five seasons. Get the fuck
prestige.
Out. Prestige. Yeah, I'm done.
All things that can complicate a family. In this case, you're my family. What does one do then? Who wears the crown? Heavy is the head. This is old-timey clothes with new-timey attitude. Can you relate just a little bit? Everyone watching thinks they're a queen. So what part are you relating to? The new or the old? Either way, the crowned. Behold!
I think him just got nominated for a CAGA.
That's just by scrolling over the Netflix fucking thing, and it just starts like heavy is the kind of like, no! No!
You know what? I think I'm done, and I think part of it's because of Hunter. I'm done.
I apologize.
The worst part was when the Meghan and Harry thing popped off, everybody that watched the TV show was acting like they fucking, you don't know that this is Queen Charlotte's. I'm like, I don't know. Right. You watched a TV show. You didn't read a book. You didn't fucking take a class. You watched a TV show. You're not better than me. You just wasted more hours of your life binging something.
Ignorance comes in many faces.
Well, you would know about Harry if you followed King George VI. He was a stutterer, and what?
That would be like if we went to war with a country, and then I was like, oh, you ain't watched Civil War by Marvel? Well, see, when two sides come, like, fuck you. You watched a fucking show. No offense to the fans of The Crown. I'm sure many of you will read.
They're all queens. I just said, you're royalty. We don't understand you.
Choose Your Own Adventure, Black Mirror. That is one of those things where it is kind of hard to.
If I didn't know her for 3 years now, I think you were. What word can you say now? Stupid with two O's. Nope. There would be something wrong with you. But I know it's not true, so I don't get it. So what were you doing? And I know you got bigger problems. You got three kids. You have bigger things on your mind. But what?
Yeah, but the way you describe,
was she thinking it in her head, or was she pressing a button? Was she changing channels? She doesn't know what show she saw. I think she was changing channels. And she's like, oh, my decision led to a commercial. I'll go back. You know, you go back to page one because you ended up dead on page 32.
Because in your mind, you still have to respect her. And you have to find, that's why you have to solve the mystery. It's not to put rubber face in this, need to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're able to do other things. I've seen you do other things. You go to work, you manage your own business.
Same night your daughter broke a window? Okay, you weren't, but still, how were you pressing a button? And how don't you know if you were? Was this a dream? Did it never happen? Ah, that makes more sense. We got to the bottom of it.
Lie to me, right. So I can still respect you. I don't know what could have possibly happened.
We have to tell the jury something. If you can just tell me a story that I can tell the jury.
Right.
Oh, man. Well, I do like that you kind of low-key admitted you already put a ring on that in this episode. You know what I'm saying?
I dig her. Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting kind of serious.
Yeah.
To think that it went from you making jokes about the kids being your kids to now, that's probably going to happen.
I assumed. Yeah. So we're not talking about it like more or deeper, but it's understood. You know what I mean?
That's beautiful, man. And lastly, for this episode, I always read the foreword in a book. Do you?
Sure. Of course I do. Yeah. Yeah. If I paid for it. When I went to and saw movies, I think that's why I'm good at the movie game. I would stay throughout the credits because we could never go out. Now I'm like, I know An American Tale is a John Bluth film. I know, all that stuff. I knew who the thanks goes to, even though, of course, there's no way I'd know that person. Of course, I'm going to read a foreword.
Yeah. It's weird because a foreword is just like another person being like, yo, this shit you about to read?
Yeah, I read it.
Flames. This shit is fire, son. Stephen Colbert. Right.
His is going to be funny.
I think that's like watching the trailer, and I try to avoid that also. I can read it afterwards, but I don't want how you feel about this book to affect how I read this book.
You don't want...
It's a very divisive thing. I asked this on Twitter once, and really? People were... It was like 50-50, like, fuck... And like people were like impassionate, like, fuck no, I don't read no fucking Ford. I'm like, what? It's extra book for free.
Well, I would say if let's say Stephen Colbert is writing the foreword... I can anticipate maybe the tone of the book and the intelligence level of sorts, the comical value that I might get from it. And that's what I need to know. Sort of like knowing the genre of the movie, maybe an actor that I'm familiar with who usually chooses in a certain way. And then that's good. I don't need to actually watch the trailer or read the foreword.
Do you finish the book, go back, read the foreword and be like, "You're right, Steven. I will like it."
They should put the forward at the end.
Right.
Well, sometimes they have an afterword or something like that at the end.
Steven Colbert goes, "Ah?
Yeah. I told you, right? Yeah. Did you read the forward? Go back and read the forward. Come back to this." What's the poll, Keith?
The poll was, can Keith get away with not having a diamond? Trying to get my girl to watch Blood Diamond. Hopefully she won't think it's Choose Your Own Adventure and watches the whole thing.
I think some people hurt their neck saying no to you on this one.
I would have.
55% say yes, Keith can get away.
Yeah, 45.
Yeah.
That's just hopeful people. They're making up stories. So far, this is just getting to know. Like you said, you know Kyle better than she does on a recent show.
Right.
We know Kyle too, because when you got her a light bulb, there was a response. And then when you got her diamond earrings, there was a different response.
Right.
I think we all learned together, you're getting a diamond ring.
I need Your Honor, I want the record to state that these were magical light bulbs you can control with your phone. I didn't just light bulbs.
And she gave a fuck. She really did. She gave a lot of fucks for that. So go ahead. Give her another light bulb.
I just
like a magical light bulb on my hand.
Yeah, just like a blow pop shape.
You know what a magical light bulb on your hand is? A diamond. That's what they call them. I think
so.
You're gonna
put those two together.
I only bring up what the light bulbs are because even though I'm taken, I want women to think they're missing out. Like, I could have had a magic light bulb.
It's always the lesson.
Maybe you should hire someone that's like an amputee to stand outside the jewelry store right before you go in and be like, "All right, Kyle, this is you really want it."
Yeah.
I guess. Sorry, buddy. She has to have it.
Thanks for being forced to dig that up. We're going to go get it, though. Right, honey? Should we get lunch first and think about it?
Let's get lunch first. I'll order broccoli Rob. And then after that, we're going to go get a diamond.
She doesn't eat broccoli Rob.
I know you're not shopping with her, but find a friend of hers that's close or otherwise that will take you to not a diamond store. Find one. I'm the closest one you got to telling you not to get a diamond, and I'm telling you get a diamond.
Business idea, Keith. Business idea.
Yes.
It's a jewelry store.
Right.
But all the people who work there are former people that are fucked up from the blood diamond trade.
Oh, that's good.
And I just love how you think people care. There's another diamond store. Get it on the internet. Why are you involving me in this? Get a diamond. And if you want to watch Blood Diamond, you can. But that just means that we're going to have a diamond and a certificate that says this did not come from Blood Diamonds and maybe it came from Canada or other places. So now you're going to have certificate of authenticity issues. So just get the goddamn diamond. And if you know anybody who knows a Jew in the middle of the jewelry district in New York City, get in touch with them.
You bring them in the store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to bring up the authenticity thing. Like, we should just pay more for a non-blood diamond. But then they're trained to be like, no, those are fake. Like, they'll lie to you and say it's got a certificate. But really, that's how I lost my arm at that store. So, go to Zales if you want to, if you're just a piece of shit. So, and then you just buy her none, buy her as a cubic zirconium. I'm just trying to save some money.
I appreciate it.
Good luck.
3389, I Caramba with Dana Gould. Shout out to
a little behind the scenes, a little behind the scenes of that last episode before we move on. Right after we stopped, Keith put the show up right away. And then I found an email in my email box from we speak through representation for some guests. And for this one, we did the whole time. So it wasn't weird, saying, "Hey, that beginning part, can we take it out?" And I said, "Hey, no." And they said, "Hey, that's cool." And that was the interaction. But the Jew stuff in the beginning, apparently made some people uncomfortable.
The email said, can you take out the part about Jen says about Hasidic Jews? And I heard the show back also, and I don't know what said something. I think she said like, yeah, they're the worst or something like at most. Yeah. I wouldn't have even known. I heard that email. Then I reheard the show. I wouldn't have even known what to take out.
I heard the show and I went and joined 8chan. And now I believe in QAnon for that little bit. It just, I was like, oh, we on this now. So, I didn't even pick it up either as anything offensive. But as I told y'all, we only have white people down here. So I don't know the rules.
So what is that? Is that a fake woke thing? Or not?
That is I work for a show like Stephen Colbert, where we are very on point with how progressive we are trying to be. And so when we veer a little bit, like I think what I said on the show is, don't worry, we all agree Orthodox people need to stop. And she's like, right. Yeah, absolutely. So she co-signed it. And someone like her on Twitter, when she even co-signs or likes something, she starts getting shit for it. I wouldn't care. You can give me whatever shit you want from me saying that. But for her, it starts this whole dialogue that people think like, oh, we're starting a dialogue that she doesn't want to have, but they get sucked into it. Like there's a lot of unsensitive shows. They become sensitive on top of the show, outside of the show, because they feel like they need to protect that. But I don't know. Or she just threw out an agreement to somebody like a yes and then realized after she yes anded some anti-Jew thing, which I am anti this cult-like religion. I am anti that. But you co-signed it while laughing because we were on a roll and now someone might take that wrong. You have to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, that was weird. That's weird, but I appreciate that because this is where you come for the behind the scenes dope, y'all. Okay. So she was like, take it out. And they was like, no, you said that shit.
And we still like her. Like, I think she rolled with everything really well on the show. She was
fine. Well, when she gets fired, we'll have her back on and we'll discuss like where she went wrong, laughing at things. And
that would be funny, like a month special of all people that lost their jobs because they were on this show. Yeah. Relationships, jobs, whatever.
Well, relationships, I think y'all got to hire. y'all have been the Grim Reaper for several relationships.
That'll be the next 24-hour marathon, is everyone we ruined the relationship for and how we ruined it.
Oh my God. Remember when y'all used to play that game of making them pick a number?
Yeah, 1 to 10. How much do you love your partner? Write it down. Don't show the other person. Yeah, we're going to bring that back. That's not done.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool, cool. Because I feel like that by itself could be a marathon.
Right.
Of all those guests. all right. Icarumba with Dana Gould. First of all, Keith, shout out to you for finding the upside down exclamation point. Because when I made my notes for this show, I just left that out. I don't know how to type that.
Just so you know, that is a very big deal. And I was so excited when I remembered Icarumba. It was like, yes, I know. Cause I was like, there's gotta be some sort of Simpsons thing because there was no theme. Icarumba, and Keith is like, and I'm going to put the upside down thing and hope it doesn't fuck up some sort of algorithm, because when you put a symbol in a title, it might fuck up the entire podcast. Right. Worth it. Let's hit send. And it's working. What? There's I bet that was your high that night.
Oh, my God. There's a time you couldn't have ampersands, for example.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you could. Then I'm like, okay, did this fuck things up? So I go to play the show, and I forgot that I was listening to interviews at double speed earlier. And so our show starts speeding up. And I'm like, is that what the upside down exclamation point does? Fuck!
It was like Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah,
It just takes
up. That's great. I was like, fuck.
Apparently, he wanted this show to be real fast. I don't know why. Weird choice.
I could do a 4x speed if I do 2 upside down exclamation points.
Well, it was cool because he's a comedy legend, and I really wanted to like him, but then he ain't adopt no black kids, so fuck him, okay? You just taking care of impoverished Asian kids? Right. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about why Silent Trailers is so much fun? Is right before the show, I was smoking with Xerxes, and I go, yeah, he's the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids guy, right? And Xerxes goes, no, and don't say that.
Right. Rick Moranis.
And then I go, come on, but they look alike, right? And he goes, yeah, there are things out on the internet saying, comparing the way they look, but it is a different human being. And it'd I was be, like, and okay, I, glad and Rick I said Moranis something is before.
Funny, but it'd be offensive. And
of course, yeah.
Ken's just like, hey, are you okay since you got hit in the face in Times Square?
Right. I'm like, oh, is this the guy that got hit in the face, or is this the other guy?
Now that, you know, I know your wife died, and you didn't do a lot of movies for a while. So what's the? How did you even work on The Simpsons and not do a lot of movies? That's wow, crazy.
You are not answering any of my questions because I'm a woman.
I love the intro topic because y'all, first of all, it's a great intro, period. One of your best intros ever for remind a guest. Me?
Thank you. But yeah, what was it?
You talked about all the stuff he was in, and then you talked about how he told you once that your stand-up was good.
Right.
At the Seattle Dick Fest podcast or whatever. What was what did you call it 2 weeks ago?
Well, they somebody said PDX, and it sounded like they were saying a city, and I'm like, Portland, yeah. Dick
Portland what? Dick Expo.
I was so high that day in the, you know, just in the feelings way. That was amazing to me that he walked over, and it wasn't a green room. It was actually a huge room where people walked in. I just went to the back, which is this huge open space, and he walked over, and I'm like, get the fuck out. That just happened.
Wow. Yeah.
It was holy in like shit. A, like what looks like a TED Talk room, like a stage, but like set up like a lecture seats. So it was a huge space. And I mean, Keith posted the lineup for that show.
Yeah.
Heavy hitters.
Oh, that's so dope, man. That's I love cool. those moments in life where like someone you look up to be like, yo, it's pretty good. I played basketball with Baron Davis. He's a big time NBA player here in Charlotte. And long story short, we didn't recognize that he was Baron Davis at the time.
Oh,
because he had grown a big ass beard and an afro in the offseason, right. So he didn't even look like himself. And
so you get it, right? He could have been Tom Cruise.
Could have been any fucking body. Could have been Rick Moranis for all we knew.
Could have been Viola. And
then, first play of the game, he steals the ball from my friend because we were pretty good. We had been winning at this court all the time, which is why they went and got Baron Davis to like teach us a lesson. He steals the ball, throws it off the backboard, spins around 360 and dunks it with two hands. And we all were like, that's Baron Davis.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is happening? And we struggled like holy to shit. Even get close to him in a game because he was just like everything people do that are good at basketball, blocking all the shots, stealing about dunking on us, shooting from half. It was just fucking ridiculous. And then
he's better, though. Come on.
Would you get next to him like one-on-one and just hand him the ball?
Man, do you listen, Keith? I have never played so well in my life because everything I did was to avoid him. Right. It was like he come, I'm doing like a spin move, right. throw it to someone else in the corner who's why I'm just like, get the fuck away from me.
When he does a 360 dunk, yes. Does he look back at your team and wink at you?
He does it and he comes down and he's smiling. And it's like we all knew this was his extra move before the game. Cause they had told him like, oh, these college guys think they're fucking the shit. They come here and beat us old men every week.
Right.
And so he comes over to us before the game goes. He goes, what's up, man? My name's Baron. And I'm like, who the fuck introduces himself at a basketball court? Right. Like, what kind of fucking move is that? All right, buddy. All right, Baron. Have a good one.
All right, Baron. And what do you do for a living, Baron?
Yeah. Oh, you're a car dealer or whatever. And then he immediately dunks and we're like, that's Baron Davis.
But imagine on that dunk, he landed just slightly wrong and fucked up his ankle playing with you jackasses. On
different story for the rest of our life, right?
Right. Yeah.
We were there when he tore his ACL. Like, but no, he didn't, even though that would have helped us. He beat the shit out of us every game. And then it was funny after the first game when they beat us because we were starstruck. Right. I literally had his poster on my wall at college, like literally.
Wow.
And he goes, hey, man, big man, you got some good moves.
Right.
And I'm like, Baron Davis, no. You're like, you have some, you're in the NBA. What the fuck? I just tried to keep from getting dunked on. And I told him, when he leaned in, I told him, because I didn't want to say it too loud. I was just like, I have your poster on Kevin Garnett in my
you
wall
leaned
right
in
now.
For that. I think that, oh my God.
I had to.
It's even weirder if you lean.
Yeah. Well, it's worse if you say it out loud, because then everybody goes, get off his dick, because he had just beat us.
Right.
In basketball, he'd be like, man, this motherfucker, fuck him. We about to beat my brother and our friend. We're like, we're going to beat him. I was like, we're not going to beat him.
No.
I have your poster on my wall. And let's just say you don't want to come in with a black light. I didn't mean that. Okay, take care.
I'm just saying. I love you.
Did you take a selfie?
No, it was before cell phones had cameras.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was. I had a flip phone. It would have been awkward.
He just went, do you want my flip phone? I don't know.
Right. We should have known he was Baron Davis, because the girl he was with was one of those girls where you're like, are you lost, ma'am? This is middle school pickup basketball. The NBA is up the street. Anyway.
What's your team name?
Yeah, we don't have it in pickup ball. It's just whoever comes.
Oh, okay. I'd insist on a team name each time. But guys, we need cohesiveness.
You know what? I've been there for a lot of different games, physical board games with Keith, and yes, he always insists on a name.
Always.
A name?
Because if you have a name, then the other team has a name that you can shit on.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
If I play chess, I come up with a team name.
Our team name that day was, oh my God, it's Baron Davis. my friend's sport was more, he played all the way through college. And so he was really cocky, and he was like, I'm going to play him one-on-one after the game. And Baron Davis was like, I only play for money. Right. And he was like, oh, that's weak. That's a bullshit excuse. He was like, I'll play you for money. Like, you know, it don't have to be a couple hundred dollars. He's like, that's a lot of money to us. He's like, all right, I'll tell you what. I'll play you for your basketball and I'll give you $500. You beat me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And he proceeded to dunk on my friend
and
take his basketball. And he did take the basketball, by the way.
Did he sign it? Did he have the guy sign it first?
Make the other guy sign it.
I don't remember if he signed it or not, you're not too far off. Something did happen with the ball, but I can't remember what it, because Sport was like, you gonna take my ball? He's like, yes.
You talk so much shit. Yeah. Yes, I'm taking your ball. Oh my God.
Now you got a cooler story.
Yeah, of course.
Tropic Thunder is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Right.
Okay, so we do agree?
Yes, of course.
I put myself out there just now, y'all. I didn't know they would have my back. I think Keith would have been a good priest. I think his dad was right about that. I think there is, like, kind of what you do now is a lot of people being attracted to your charisma and your point of view. It's just you decided not to do that. So, you know, but you would have been good at whatever you did.
He's a priest for the devil.
Yeah. Honestly. He's a Satan priest.
Sure. Yeah, whatever.
You know, like someone told me that when I was in college, when those people they bring in to proselytize in the church.
Yeah.
And he like, they were so full of shit. Hmm. He did that thing where he put his hand on my forehead and right. You know how like people pass out.
Yeah.
So I didn't pass out because I was like, why are you touching my forehead? And then he pushed me down till I didn't have a choice. So I was like, okay, I guess I got the spirit.
And your hands are on his wrist.
He's like, you're going to be a preacher and you're going to bring all these people to God. I was like, all of this is fake as I'm right. laying on the ground. It's like, oh, this is my fault.
Yeah, there's never a follow-up, right?
Never. Right. They don't check back.
Well, look at you both. You're both preachers. I don't know how to break this to you. So.
Amen. Okay. You'll love to hear it. Atheist versus agnostic. I think I'm on Dana Gould's side I don't believe in God. I don't believe in any religion. I also don't know what the fuck happens. I assume you just die and that's it. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't know everything.
That's always the fight of agnostic against atheism. The way I see agnostic is not there's other things to believe in. It's that I don't believe in a religion that has a deity. Mm-hmm. So I know that that's not what's happening, because that was in a fairy tale that we were speaking as truth a while ago.
Which word is this? Agnostic or atheist?
Agnostic.
Okay.
What does agnostic mean? Because do you believe in the presented God idea?
I think, for me, it's just, I don't fucking know. That's it. It doesn't go any further than that. Like, if you were to be like,
is that what agnostic means? I just don't know? Or it means like, They're power. Keith, look it up. Come on. You know you're looking
I feel up. Like I feel like spiritual are the people who are like, there is a God, but it's not a religion, but it's something out there. You know what I mean? And I feel like an agnostic is like, who fucking knows? No one fucking knows. You don't know shit. We're always learning some new shit every day.
We're going to learn new shit. A person who holds the view that any ultimate reality, such as God, is unknown and probably unknowable. One who is not committed to believing in either the existence or the non-existence of God or a God. A person who is unwilling to commit to an opinion about something.
That's me.
But is it like, okay, because God came from what we believed in science, right? Now we don't believe that. So is it like flat earth? Like, well, we don't know. We don't know if it's flat.
Nah, I think we're not denials of science or whatever. Cause like we do know the earth's not flat. You know what I mean? So I think if there was science to be like, it's impossible for there to be like anything that made this shit happen. Any coincidence that all this shit is 100% coincidence. I'd be like, all right, well, you figured it out. You did the back work to wherever, but I don't know. I don't fucking know. And I don't have to know. That's what's so beautiful. I feel like if you're an atheist, you should be down with us not knowing, because we're definitely not on the other side of these motherfuckers that be knowing. Everybody else's problem is they know everything. I don't fucking know.
You don't think you're pissing off this maybe God?
Maybe.
Motherfucker, you don't know? Read a book.
I'm like, bro, you should have made it easier. You fucking knew this was hard. How are you going to be mad at me? You know, I didn't do it. You know what I mean?
That's like, why are there accountants when the government could just show us how to do our taxes? It should be easy. Right. Why?
It's like if there's a heaven and you get up there, and then you get to talk to God, even if you're like one of these people that believes in him, you ain't gonna ask him like, why'd you make everything so fucked up?
Right.
This was fucked up, man. Did you see what's going on down there? Are you even paying attention? Just like fucking kids being born all fucked up and shit. And then Dana Gould got to adopt them for them to have a good life. Right. And some of them don't even get adopted. Like, what the fuck? And none of the black kids? Like, come on, man. But I like that discussion. I like when y'all talk about that stuff. His racist brother who said the black people get offended because he was acting like a monkey on stage. Oh my God. I love when people do that, where they kind of expose that they're the one that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
they think they're helping, and you're like, do you know what you just said? Oh,
how
man.
You feel? That's how you feel. It was really cool that his other brother seemed to be the same. And then their child came out and he was like, okay, maybe I was wrong. That's huge.
Yeah. That's how it works for the most part.
Or the kid gets kicked out and now he's homeless. And
I'm sorry. I meant for the people that it works. That's how it works. It's like, I was a bigot. And then I realized I know people. And now that I think about it, I probably shouldn't be so fucked up to people like that. Right. Sad that it takes that shit, but that's what it takes for some folks. I love that he said he came from a place where if you don't hunt or fish, they think you're gay. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's so crazy what people associate with just like, well, you must be gay then. Oh, you like to read? You read books? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That ain't how we do it down here. It's a drinking town or whatever the fuck. Right.
That's it. Yeah. Being gay used to mean you're soft. And being soft as a man used to mean you're useless.
Yep.
And what's funny is like women are soft, but we're still useless. So what are we doing?
Right. Yeah. This motherfucker like to act in plays, he gay. Now he the richest one of his brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Trying to just land it down. I really liked him. I like this look at politics too. Cause I feel the same way as him about the country. When the primaries are going on and everybody's like, it's gonna be Elizabeth Warren, it's gonna be Bernie. I'm always like, it's not, we're never gonna. No, this country doesn't do that. Have you met America? We don't do those kind of things here. It's going to be some kind of in the middle shit.
Right.
And that'll be better than the other shit. And then after 5 or 8 years of that, we'll go back to the fucked up shit. And then we'll go to the middle shit. We've never done any of this shit. Like I used to be a waiter. We can't have socialism. I've met people. They're fucking horrible. They, if they find out you got $5 and they got four, they're like, fuck you forever. And if, and yeah, and vice versa, if they got five and you got three, they're like, fuck you. You're not even like me. We're fucked up. But I did like that he said that. And then it's funny how good people don't want to do jury duty.
Yeah, right.
But we all know the courts are biased and fucked up and racist and shit. But then it's like, jury duty, fuck.
Right.
Oh, can't you just throw him in jail? And he's like,
jury duty. How can I come off racist today? Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what kind of shirt? Do I got a Blue Lives Matter shirt or something? Right. Oh, they might like it. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. It's so sad that that's how y'all are. Every good person I know, everybody, right, including my wife, that's like, please don't let the jury duty. Don't let them pick me. Don't let them pick me. And I'm like, no, they. I hope they pick you. You'll listen. Like right, you won't just be like, eh, it's lunchtime. Fuck them. 20 years for what? An ounce of weed? Fuck them. Right. Let's get out of here. So I like when they go. Although he did get a murder case that was open and closed. So
right,
probably could have had anyone do that one. Mm-hmm. And I love that Keith asked him about the problem with Apu.
Right.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, and I do feel like culture evolves as white people evolve, right? It's like, because he's like, it wasn't a problem, and then it was. It's like, well, it was always a problem for some people.
Right.
And then eventually we started listening to people, and we're like, oh, it's not a problem. It's kind of fucked up. What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, do you have an immediate family member with repugnant political views? 65%, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't pick your family. That makes sense. I got one Republican aunt. I can't.
My parents. You. My parents have some crazy views. Oh, my mom texted me.
Oh, sweet.
What? Breaking news.
Yeah. She sent me another box for Passover. And she wanted to know if I got it and how I'm doing. Also, a couple weeks back, she texted me because I guess she knows how to text me now. And it was a video of my dad and on the beach or the boardwalk or whatever. And she's like, here's the beach and your dad. And I'm like, what is happening?
I got mail for my dad. I got a email picture. Now, of course, me and my dad don't talk. My mom's in a care facility. It was me and my mom in the picture, like arms around each other, and he wrote, "Those were the days," and sent it to me.
Oh my God.
4 a.m. Mm. So my guess is he sent it to each of the kids, "Those were the days," a picture with mom and them.
4 a.m.?
Yeah.
His eulogy will be fire.
Right. Then I got one the other, then I ignored it, then got one the other day. Just to me, but you know it was to everybody separately. Happy Palm Sunday.
What a move.
That's how he's going to work out if he tried to fuck my ex-wife.
Now, of course, I think y'all should, since it coincidentally randomly happened at the same time, Keith, you write back him to his parents, him to you write back his dad.
Smart.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I'm going to write, happy Palm Sunday, happy face Palm Sunday to you.
Boom.
And then like a mic drop sort of meme, right, of GIF, you know, what the young people do.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Well, that's sad. But you know, at least they're still reaching out, trying to see.
Oh yeah, at least y'all will forget. That's definitely the least. Yeah,
yeah, it's not more offensive. At least.
Trying to see if y'all can keep that same energy, you know.
Oh,
you
just got to. They're just trying so hard. Why are we such fucking assholes? Right. Look at that 4 a.m. Father is so worried. What if I send them a kind thought? I don't want anything in return. I'm just their father and I'll always be their father. And how could any child reject a picture lovingly with their mother? This has got to do it. Right. Fuck you. You're not trying. You're trying to push me. You're trying to push me to do some shit to react to you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Let's see.
Anyway,
we'll be back in another month and see what they send next.
Right.
Do you use the things in the box, or you're like, I don't even want the things in the box?
No, I love it. She's I don't like the chocolate she sends, but Xerxes loves it, so he's happy. Bamba, that's my favorite Israeli snack. Then all the Beastly comes, and I'm like, I can get into this, little old school snacks. And then also, a couple times, the first time she sent me a couple dresses, loved the dresses. I don't know how she knows my Corona weight. I feel like that's insulting.
So, you don't want to ask. Mother
knows, right? You don't want to ask.
Fits well, so annoying. Oh,
man. Did we do the poll for this one? Or no?
I like it. And by the way, Xerxes loved that dress.
I told you. I remember. I was like, you get a girl stunt in your fucking parent guilt fits. Don't ever dull your shine. Just go ahead and rock that shit.
No, he's like, why is your mother sending you that? That's hot. Like, why is this not slutty? Right.
Hello. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, mama. You know, right. She ain't never done nothing to me. You know, no, I'm
just kidding. Xerxes writes, appreciate you. Right. Yeah. The poll was, do you have an immediate family member with repugnant political views? Okay. 65.
Yeah, my bad. That's how we got on this. I'm lucky, man. I only got one aunt. So, although I assume that all my uncles and shit, you know, I assume everybody got some fucked up shit. We just don't talk about it, right? Like y'all said, I'm sure if I sat down with them and went through what the fuck I believe, by the time we get to the end, they're gonna be like, no, fuck you too. So,
yeah, whatever. Somebody did something.
Yeah, for sure.
There are closets in everybody's home.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Oh, how does steak and blowjob day part two go?
Oh, so glad we revisited.
Yes.
It was just the best. Just beautiful and
down my throat.
We're glad you went beautiful. Back for a second try.
We're gonna try to, you know, next level the romance like that every Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was a lot of steak.
Nice, a lot of
hey, blood pressure.
The stimmy going to all the fucking filet mignons over here.
Right. It's nice, just like, you know, not watching anything, focusing on each other, just lovely things.
Yeah, I was listening to last week and that came up, and I was just like, oh yeah, part two, the round two, and of course the other thing you brought up was you weren't gonna watch the Woody Allen documentary, which I don't blame you. But what about this? Don't think of it as a documentary. Think of it as How to Get Away with Murder, except it's a pedophile. And it actually happened.
And he's getting away with it.
Yeah, he's getting away with it.
Think of it like this. A lot of people don't have to watch How to Get Away with Murder because of us. I don't have to watch that show because of Keith.
Right. Yeah. All right. Keith, are you watching the QAnon one?
No, how long's that?
Oh.
It's so far four parts. There's like a hour each part. I want you to watch it because these fucking nerds, they almost destroyed the earth. The fucking message board nerds.
I cannot believe you just said the N-word on our network.
Yeah, oh, I said it. I go there. Okay. Matter of fact, take this out. I'll have my representative email you to have this taken out. It is Keith. Oh my God.
And then the one guy. Don't dare say that you're not going to watch it because you're going to end up watching it.
The one guy. Okay. This is the one guy who's the like father that runs the message board or whatever.
Right.
He reminds me of Keith's dad. Huh. Oh, he thinks he's so fucking smart, but he's so fucking dumb, and everyone knows it's him. And he's fucking like, oh, I don't know anything about politics. Why would I even follow that? People are putting messages on my message board saying they're going to kill a bunch of people, and then they're going to do it. I mean, freedom of speech. What? I mean, and he.
I think you're trying to trigger Keith into watching this. I don't know if that is the way to go, but it could.
We all know it's going to happen, okay? Because these are pieces of shit, and me and Keith like to catalog pieces of shit. So it's going to happen, but I just want to hear his thoughts on it.
What network is this on?
HBO. HBO.
So it's called Q Into the Storm, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. When you see these fucking assholes, man. Fucking nerds destroy. They fucked up the whole government, the planet with this bullshit. Oh my God. I haven't followed the Q shit until this. And I was just like, how?
Are you trying to follow Keith's face as he's listening to it and looking over? Because I'm thinking he's like, wait, can I decide your thoughts? He's like, I respect Rod. I know if he wants to watch it, it's going to be like a really good conversation after. I want to watch it just to have that conversation. But this looks fucking dumb.
They are dumb. They're fuck. They want. I can't. I'm not going to do it. We've been talking a long time, but listen, I'm telling
did
you.
Did I get it, Keith?
Yeah,
thoughts?
I could see that. I don't know what needs to be. It's six episodes, by the way. I don't know what needs to be six episodes. Yeah.
Well, wait till you see it. It's worth it. It's fucking worth it. Oh my God. Oh my God. They destroyed the country. I still can't. Losers in their fucking basements destroyed America. It should be harder to destroy a country than that. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it shouldn't be able to happen. Harder than whoops, we fucking whoop. My bad.
Huh.
The filmmaker travels from the U.S. to South Africa, gains unprecedented access to its earliest promoters of Q, who reveal a suspicious shift in Q's behavior. Travels to another country. Da ba ba ba. All right. And of course, they're going to talk about the DC thing.
Yep.
Talks about 8chan. Relaunches as 8.
The Christchurch shooting. Y'all remember the Christchurch shooting in Australia or wherever the fuck? New Zealand. They were heavily involved in that. It's right. How they should have to go to jail. You shouldn't be able to just do that and be like, oh, my man, we'll take the site down for 2 days. Dude, things are crazy all over. Fuck you. All right. Chew and a Jolly Rancher.
I am so triggered by that word now. Every time I thought about it, I couldn't believe he named it the episode. I was so disturbed. It's still disturbing. I could feel it. I can almost taste it. I don't want to.
I told Kyle about it. She goes, oh, I go, that's what they said.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's all you can say. I love Jessica Walter and Arrested Development and Archer. Rest in peace. Hilarious woman. Weed legal in New York City. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna forgive Cuomo or y'all still mad?
He's got to do recreational acid at this point because this guy's in trouble.
Also, fuck you. You're late.
Right.
What you want a reward? You came to class. You're fucking late. Sit down. Do your work.
I love that. That's his thing. Is like I've been grabbing pussies. Give him weed. Give him the weed.
Right. Calm down. Let everybody. It go. Yeah.
He just gonna show up at the press conference for the sexual harassment and be like, "Eh, smoke them if you got them." I think we all need to chill out.
If I had my way, chemtrails would be weed trails. Hello, anybody?
I can't believe it hadn't been legal all this time.
Yeah,
Amanda, oh my You're God,
fucking late,
Xerxes.
We're in New York. We're in New fucking York,
right. But
we're almost last.
How the fuck is Alabama gonna know what to do if we fuck up?
And then the last thing is that Newsy sent all the evidence that he was working on the show to y'all throughout the day.
Yeah,
it was so sweet.
Like you wouldn't believe him. But honestly, you only really need to be nervous if he tells you he can't move his therapy appointment, right? I think he revealed the real, the real excuse he uses.
Right.
Is if he's like, okay, I can't do it tonight. Therapy. Oh, Newsy.
Liar.
You didn't even bother. Oh, man. But anyway, I loved it. Jolly Rancher, horrible title. Yeah. Thanks for having me, y'all. Fun as always.
Thank you.
See y'all on the forums and everything, of course. Listener of the week, Finger Lakes. All right. Appreciate your work out there on the forums, buddy. Yep. Talk to y'all next time. Peace.